Well, it's always great to welcome a Kansas native back on the show. He is now the chair of CPAC, Matt Schlapp, joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Matt, good morning. Good to have you back on in Kansas City.
Hey, Pete, good to hear your voice and great to be with the people of Kansas.
Absolutely.
Well, yes, and Missouri.
I was going to say, Missouri. I know it might be tough for you guys to admit, but, you know, we got a lot of folks on the Missouri side who, of course, are tuned in as well. Let me start off, Matt. The news just came out. GDP numbers, second quarter, down 0.9%. Typically, that would mean a recession, two straight quarters of negative GDP growth. The White House has been preparing for this, doing damage control on this before the number came out. It is now out. What is your reaction to this number that many of us expected here for the second quarter?
You know, you can always predict whether or not we're in a recession by consumer sentiment and whether or not the polling shows that people feel good about the direction of the country. And so this is where politics and economics comes together. You have polls showing that 18, 19% of Americans, by the way, I never remember it ever being that low, think that the country's on the right track. And you see even, you know, voters from minority communities, people of color who normally are in lockstep with the Democratic Party are just rejecting Biden. And it's not so much they don't like him. It's just that his policies are really hurting them. And if you look at consumer confidence, it's just it's as low as it's ever been. So this does not surprise me. The American people know there's just something wrong with the economy. And, you know, so the election coming up is going to be about two things. It's going to be about the rejection of the economics of socialism and Marxism, but also rejection of its cultural policies. The idea of attacking parents and teaching little boys that they're not little boys. And, you know, this idea that America is a bad, yucky, racist country. So, you know, it's setting up quite great for a solution. Then the question will be, will Republicans do the right thing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, you know, now you talk about doing the right thing. Yesterday, we find out that Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat senator, had come to a deal with Chuck Schumer on a new spending package, call it Green New Deal Light, whatever you want to call it. And it's about half a trillion dollars on climate policy agenda items. Joe Manchin's been pretty solid so far on a lot of this stuff. Matt, how surprised are you by the about face, and how much damage can this do now going forward, riding an official inflation or an official recession with 9.1% inflation?
You know, the problem is that we can't spend our way out of the inflation problem. All the spending we do makes the inflation problem worse. So what Joe Manchin just did to all the people of Missouri and Kansas is he just said, hey, I'm going to make your gas prices higher. I'm going to make your food prices higher. That's the only thing Democrats know. We got to spend. If we spend, you know, if we give people more assistance because we're compassionate, we'll get through the tough spot. But they're spending so much to help people, which is actually not helping them. It's harming them. And what we actually have to do is cut spending. It's the only way we're going to get inflation down. You know, government is a huge piece of our economy now, and they've got to restrain spending. And at the end of the day, Joe Manchin is a liberal. He is from West Virginia, so he's got to listen to those increasingly conservative voters in West Virginia. And the climate policies that he just signed on for are the very reason why we have $5, $6 gas. It's because of the Green New Deal, which everyone should not be deceived. This pricing is not because of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. This run-up was happening well before that. The price, the main driver to the increased prices is the stated policy of the Green New Deal, which is to make fossil fuels so expensive that the American people will ride their bikes and turn on their windmills. And that is the goal of the Green New Deal. And we are living it, and it is a nightmare.
Can you believe, Matt, too, the stones to call this bill the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022? I mean, I can't think of anything that helps inflation less than spending half a trillion dollars on who knows what when it comes to climate change and green energy.
Well, remember, these are propagandists at this point. The Democratic Party views themselves as far superior on messaging and branding. And I'm not going to disagree with them. I actually think they are pretty good at it. And they move in lockstep by and large. And the media is on their side, except for great people like you and a few others. And so they're able to spin things that just aren't true. What's up is down. What's left is right. And everyone shouldn't be deceived. Spending more money, this is going to be more emergency spending on top of the COVID relief, which was $2 trillion, which they haven't even fully spent. They didn't spend any of it for COVID. and all the Build Back Better stuff that Biden keeps talking about, all of this is what's fueling all of your prices of all the things you need to run your life. This is what's fueling it. So this bill is going to make it all get worse. And I just, you know, the Democrats, they either aren't going to ever wake up to reality, or they think we're so stupid that they can now just blame Republicans for everything or blame Donald Trump for everything. By the way, I worked for George W. Bush. They blame George W. Bush for everything. I think Barack Obama started every speech saying, well, you know, this is because of George W. Bush. It's what they do. And I just think enough Americans are waking up to the fact that they're radicalized, that they're dangerous, and that they really just can't be in power anymore if the country's to recover.
Match Lab Chair of CPAC joining us on KCMO. Next week, Matt, a week from today, you guys, you will start the CPAC Texas 2022 event that's going to be taking place next weekend. I am fascinated by what is happening down in Texas when it comes to the swing of Hispanic voters from the left to the right. I have no idea if that political trend played into your decision to pick Texas, but what do you guys have coming up next week? And then the politics of Texas, how big is that for the future of the party as a whole?
Look, first of all, we went to Florida and Texas because the Washington, D.C. area shut us down. They told us we would kill people if we had CPACs. They blamed me, and they blamed CPAC for the first spread of corona. I mean, I still have the articles here. It's like it's unbelievable what they will do to pin the blame on any conservative. And so we had to go to states that were open. And we first went to Florida. We've gone back to Florida twice now. This will be our second CPAC in Texas. And we believe Florida and Texas are the big drivers to everything that's going on in the country. People are moving to the to those states rapidly. They're adding congressional seats while California is losing a seat for the first time in our history. You know, what's ironic is that some people say that the nation is split. I always say, well, then why is everyone moving to red states? It sure seems like the American people like red states better. And I think I put Missouri and Kansas in those categories as well. So, you know, we were forced into these states, but it's been a happy change. And Texas is a really interesting state. It's adding the most new congressional seats. I think it's two. Hispanics are flocking to the Republican Party because they, by and large, go to church. They don't like the war on religion. They believe in gender. They don't like their little kids going to public school and being taught gender confusion. They believe America is a good place, which is why they came here legally. And they don't think it's a racist place because they think they're being accepted. So the Democrats' rhetoric, which is all funded and orchestrated by woke white people to manipulate people of color into going along with their agenda, it's just not working. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing a seismic shift. Look, I'm going to make a prediction. Usually it's presidential elections that change the politics in our country. I think this midterm is going to change the politics in our country. I think what you're going to see is a breaking up of the Democratic coalition. Working people are moving hard to the Republican Party. Hispanics are moving hard to the Republican Party. Black males are moving even stronger to the Republican Party than they did under Trump. So their coalition is breaking up, and I think our coalition is expanding. It's harder to manage a coalition because it's more diverse, but I think everybody who loves America, loves cops, thinks the military is necessary, thinks the Pentagon should focus less on the rainbow flag and more on killing our enemies. I think they're going to pull the Republican lever, even if they're registered Democrats.
Yeah, I think the tagline of being the party of woke, overeducated white elites is probably not a great selling point. Matt Schlapp, chair of CPAC on KCMO. Matt, last thing, Matt, you're a Kansan. So you're following, I know, what's coming up here on Tuesday with the Value Them Both amendment. It's going to be voted on by Kansans. First big vote in the country in a post Roe overturned world. I'm sure you have strong feelings on this. I'm sure you're watching it from afar. But coming up on Tuesday, what's your message to Kansans here as we get set for this huge vote?
Well, Mercy, my wife Mercy and I have been in Kansas several times to campaign for the amendment. It's a very common sense amendment. It just restores the order of the laws that were passed through the legislature a few years ago that our Supreme Court in Kansas decided to just simply overturn. It's what elites do. They just said to the voters, you don't get to decide what we will decide. So it's common sense measures like no taxpayer funding of abortion. Let's prevent Kansas from being a magnet for abortions. We don't want people coming to Kansas for abortions. We want them coming to Kansas to enjoy the beautiful state and move their companies there and their jobs there, and people have vacation there. And, you know, the other thing it does is it says you can't just bring minors across state lines. It eliminates late-term abortions. So if you're somewhere in the middle on abortion, you know, I'm against abortion. Other people have a more nuanced view. They think, well, maybe in some cases. This kind of strikes that middle chord, and the reason it does that is because it just restores the laws that went through the political system, and that's what our founders wanted to have happen with issues that they didn't understand would become hot-button issues, like the question of abortion, which I assume almost everybody at that time and age had my views on abortion and thought it was a morally repugnant. And now we're in this more complicated modern time. We got to trust the voters to do the right thing. I think the voters of Kansas understand that this is just a common sense thing to put back on the books, and I think it's going to pass. And I'm happy that we've been able to contribute to making that happen. And CPAC is a contributor to the effort, so we're all behind it.
Love hearing that. Matt Schlapp, chair of CPAC. He's got the big event next week in Texas. Of course, the Kansas native, in tune with what's happening back here at home. Matt, always great to have you on KCMO. Thanks for joining us as always.
Hey, I hope as many of the people listening to us come to CPAC. Go to our website at conservative.org. It's not that long a drive from Kansas to Dallas, so come join us.
It is not. Matt, great to have you on. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
You bet. Matt Schlapp on KCMO.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.